Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Whee!
And that's cause for celebration because tacos, duh. I want to talk about tacos.
Why? Okay.
First and foremost, it's lovely to just have that in your back pocket if you're a busy, you know, mom or dad and everybody looks to you for what to eat. Tacos, it lands every week on Tuesday if that's when you want to rock it, right? Taco Tuesday. Because it can become a weeknight thing in your family.
Like a tradition.
Everybody knows, oh, it's Taco Tuesday. Well, that takes one of, you know, one of your, whatever, challenges away of having to think about it.
And then Pizza Friday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And what, basically what you're saying, you got a category for a day and a week, boom, you're done. Planning that week is easier because one day is covered.
And it can be different for weeks and weeks and weeks in a row. You can go different. You know that, Murphy. Sometimes I'll do shrimp tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Other times, chicken. I'll just do some chicken breasts and then, you know, slice them up.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could slow cook it and shred them for the tacos. You can do pork. When I was growing up, though, and we would, the few times we would have tacos.
There's only one kind of taco.
Right. There was only one kind of taco. Yeah, you know what it was?
It came from Taco Bell.
No. We weren't allowed to have Taco Bell. Well, they didn't have Taco Bell in my town.
Are you serious?
I remember when Taco Bell was being built in our town. You know this story. And they had, there was a building under construction. I've told you this before. And there was a bell at the top of it. And I was riding in the car with my Uncle Terry.
Is that a church?
I was riding in the buggy.
Anyway, it's not far from where you live, Sam.
Yeah.
You know the Taco Bell I'm talking about.
Yeah.
On the main drag. And I was like, that's weird. That's a bell. And he knew what it was. He was like, that's Taco Bell. You're going to like that. I'm like, okay. And sure enough, by high school, we would go to Taco Bell after school.
Interesting. So you had a moment, Taco Bell moment.
Well, I never had it when I was a kid. And my parents were not about fast food. Fast food was a treat, an experience, a birthday party. You know, that's it.
Taco Bell back then, too, was not the Taco Bell we know today.
Yeah.
You know, Taco Bell back then was probably a handful of things on the menu. Not as all over the place in the world, you know, as many locations.
It was exciting, though, to eat
now
that
what is it?
Time.
Like every week we have a new item they're adding to the menu.
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of exciting looking back. The first time I ever went was with Uncle Terry. He took me and he told me what to get because I didn't know what to order. I knew nothing about it. And then I went home and told my dad about it. And he was like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
He loved Uncle Terry, but he didn't like... He didn't want us eating a bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, your dad was actually very much a health, you know, he was health conscious.
He was.
I mean, for the time, you're talking about the 80s, and he was very focused on that. So
he was. He worked out, and he cared about his, you know, body. He cared that he didn't gain weight. He didn't like to be heavy.
Yeah.
And that was before the Taco Bell al fresco menu.
Okay. Right.
Well, anyway. You know, that's why whenever I chose the taco light.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the only thing that was light about it was that shell. And I was, you know, they got rid of that a long time ago. That was a 1980s thing. They had the standard corn shell,
mm-hmm.
and then they had the, and I don't actually know what it was, maybe a fried flour tortilla shell or something.
Crunchy.
It was crunchy, but it was puffy, and it was delicious. And they completely did away with that one. Well, I haven't seen that. You know.
They have to do away with what doesn't sell. And they have to try to keep it fresh so that you know, are interested in going and trying new mm-hmm. things. But anyway, I didn't bring this up because of Taco Bell. I bring it up because what I was saying is the only kind of taco we ever had, my mom made them, and it was beef and crunchy shells.
Yeah.
That was now... When I do Taco Tuesday, which I'll do it at the house tonight, Murph, and the girls will come running, all I have to do is text them, Taco Tuesday, and they'll be there. I will do a few fresh things. I like fresh things, so like fresh tomatoes sliced and fresh avocado. It only takes a few things.
Mm-hmm.
But the crazy thing about it, what gets crazy is that everybody in our house wants a different shell. I mean... The girls kind of will do crunchy, but Murphy likes corn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I prefer and not the hard shell corn. I love those too, but it's whenever Jody gets the, you know, the flat flour tortillas,
mm-hmm.
I prefer the corn ones over the
I like the little street taco flour ones.
Yeah.
If any of these tortilla makers can ever come up with a way to make the bagged versions taste the same way that the freshly made ones are in the restaurant, I'll be fine.
Gazillionaires.
But there is something weird about the, it's a smell taste thing.
It's a flappiness.
I do not like those kinds of tortillas.
Have you tried, heating them in a skillet?
Oh, we always do.
It helps.
It does help.
It doesn't change it.
Now, restaurant.
That's why I would rather get the corn versions or whatever. Mm-hmm. That becomes more tolerable, to me. Yeah. But yeah, man, restaurant, those where they sit there and they make them in front of you. I know. I get it. It's freshly made.
It's
that's oil
in it, too,
but
I believe.
Man, that's like eating a doughy, sweet, awesome wrapness that's
there is a Mexican restaurant. We have our favorite places, but there's a Mexican restaurant that's an okay restaurant, but their soft tortillas are insanely good.
I know.
And we will go there and we're like, we're really just here for tortillas. And then whatever we order.
One of our favorite Mexican restaurants is outstanding food, some of the best ever. And unfortunately, they use the prepackaged tortillas. It's like, why are you wrapping all this goodness in that?
Well, they bring it with the rest of this stuff from their kitchen. But anyway, I just love Taco Tuesday because it's fun. The pickiest of eaters can make their own. Everybody gets to make their own. I bought the little taco separator things.
Those things are
jealous.
Awesome.
Game on. Yeah, yeah. Murphy loves them.
You should totally buy them. It's not like they cost a fortune.
Got them on Amazon.
Like that. But that once you start using those, you will never want to stop. Honestly, because what's more frustrating than serving up dinner than your taco that's falling over constantly?
No, you sound like the commercial now.
Right, exactly. It's
the
like
a circle with a.
I get the meat and I'm fine. Now I drop the cheese, boom, falls over. Yeah, all right, back up.
I'm going to say, what else?
Have you tried the cones yet?
It's really pretty. It's really pretty to put your tacos in that. Yeah. It's like, look what I created.
What
cones.
Are cones? What do you mean?
The old El Paso food dude covered this a few months ago.
I've seen them.
They're flour,
okay,
soft, and it's almost like an ice cream cone. It's a little bigger than that.
Do you like them?
I haven't tried them.
Oh. I haven't either. That's just a different way to eat a taco.
Yeah, it's just so you can put everything in there and it doesn't fall out.
You can just put it in your cup holder in the car.
Yeah. They ought to do that with the hard corn shells, too. I know that's probably a packaging nightmare to keep them from breaking.
Yeah.
But how cool would that be to have, but then again, how do you maintain that on a...
It's just like eating an ice cream cone.
Fall over.
Nobody
said
tacos are meat.
You just have
meat.
To hold it, and one hand holds the taco, and the shell, and the other puts in the ingredients.
Nobody said tacos are neat. But tacos are just so versatile. Like, it doesn't matter. Pick a meat, pick a few fresh veggies, do one thing on it that's a little bit out there. And for me, fresh jalapenos, just a couple. Stop it. So, so good.
Yeah. I wonder how much of it does have to do with the putting fresh. Together part and the fresh. Yeah, where you're just grabbing things and then boom, you're at the table and it's freshly put together.
Phoebe,
ever get tired of that.
No, that's what I'm saying. We're doing it tonight. And it'll be different than it was last week and the week before. Phoebe loves it whenever I will just open up a can of refried beans. She's like, ooh. She'll eat it on the side with rice or she'll stick it in the taco or both.
Do you heat the refried beans? Or you?
Of course, on the stove in a little pot. I do.
You put a little sour cream in it?
I put cheese on top of it and put the lid on it. And they like that. I don't do sour cream on it until it's on the plate. And Taylor loves it. I don't always have this either, but when I know she's coming, I try to make sure there's queso.
So you have a jar handy just in queso.
Yeah.
How long have you been waiting for this pod through this podcast?
I don't know, about 5 minutes so far.
From our Facebook and Instagram pages with the Taco Tuesday post I posted of the last time I made them, which was shrimp, like the spread was shrimp and little tomatoes and avocados. Oh, so good. Just to go on them. Catherine says, what kind of seasoning did you use on the shrimp? So, Catherine, the answer is just regular taco seasoning. I was just sauteing the shrimp, and then I just put some taco seasoning in there. Mm-hmm. You can season them any way you want. Yeah. They don't have to be taco-ish. They just need to be good and cooked. Okay. Lynette says, we had shrimp tacos and tostadas last night with a black bean and corn salsa.
Whoa,
sounds
yum.
Good. She says, if you haven't already tried it, try mixing sriracha with a little bit of sour cream and mayo. Makes a great sauce for a shrimp taco.
Now, our oldest Taylor loves sriracha on just about anything, so it would be worth a try.
Deanna says, someone I met said they have never even eaten a taco, and my heart is broken for them. No kidding.
The other day at the grocery, I found this a Taco Bell avocado ranch.
Yeah. See, like just
to squirt on it or spread on
to drizzle.
Oh, man, that stuff was good. It tastes so green and fresh.
It's celebration of Taco Tuesday.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.